This is There Goes My Money.
All right, everyone. Welcome to another There Goes My Money, episode number 40, recorded on 6/24/2018. It is a Sunday. Today we have our executive producer, Jason Kirk.
Hi, everybody.
And then off camera, we also have Don, the headmaster Ferguson.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on, Don?
Oh, just had a birthday. You're closer to the grave, you know, things like that. But I had one of the best birthdays I've had in probably since well before Mom and Dad died. So, you know, I had a really great time. Saw The Incredibles 2.
Oh.
Had some great food. A friend of mine gave me an eBay gift card. And two big jars of Miracle Whip.
Yeah. Oh.
So, plus one of those really nice power banks that you can either use to recharge your phone or use it as like a backup source for other, you know, devices with it, you know, that you can run off of it for a while. So that was nice.
That's like the one thing everyone needs at a convention. If you're, you know, especially if you're a podcaster, like we have so much equipment and nowadays it all charges via USB port. So like you have to have one of those.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm actually going, my time off was approved from work. There's a local comic convention close to where I was. This the Big Lit Comic Con up in Roanoke. I've never been, but I've got some time off, so I'll be going up there in a couple of weeks and see what's up there. So I got a couple of weeks planned. I won't be on RFC again this week due to a previous commitment, but I'll be back week after next when we have a whole new episode of It's a Don Deal, and we'll just go from there.
Well, at least we got on here tonight.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on, and happy birthday. And, you know, appreciate I'm sure it. You listened to RFC. We all wished you a happy birthday on there.
I did. I appreciate that a lot. Thank you.
And you were missed. And, yeah, let's go ahead and get right into the pre-orders. And the big pre-order... Which, do we have a short link for this? Is this like RF's tfradio.net/Predaking?
That's exactly what it is, sir.
And, of course, it's Transformers of the Primes, Predaking. And you can pre-order him right now on Amazon. He's still available, estimated to be released on August 1st. I think Big Bad was saying possibly the middle of July, but I don't know if that was confirmed. So I'm not really sure what the real release date is on this guy. But Amazon, I mean, for $159.99, free shipping, guaranteed to get it. It's very G1, I would say, with their, what do you even call those, like beast modes?
Yeah.
If you're being gracious, yes, you can call them beast modes. I have to say one thing, guys. I've been watching some various video reviews of this Predaking
because
he's already out. He's already out in Singapore and such. And I have to say, comparing, because he's basically the same price as Devastator, and it seems like you're getting a lot more value for the Devastator, not just in one extra figure. But it just seems like it's a bit more of a coherent set.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, again, having gigantic blocks on the back to make the thighs for, you know, Headstrong and Torox, you know, definitely doesn't help the robot modes. It's just the set doesn't feel like it's the same value as the Devastator was for about the same price.
I can agree. You're absolutely right. And the amount of stickers on this thing is absolutely ridiculous.
It looks like Dive Bomb gets the lion's share of them. No pun intended on that one.
It is bad. I mean, I am thankful that there's upgrade kits, and I'm sure there will be upgrade kits for this.
Oh, God,
It's, you know, I'm going to get it, of course.
My thing is, though, I'm spending $160 for five figures. I shouldn't need upgrade kits to make it better. It's like when TFC released their aerial bots and then released the upgrade kit to make it look more like Superion. That's not quite how that works.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong.
Yeah, personally, because I've been watching some reviews too, Don. Most notably, Amgo, because he has
them. Yeah.
And Diecast, once you get this guy, I'll be watching your reviews too. RFC reviews on YouTube. But, and yeah, like the beast modes, the robot modes, if you're buying this, you're buying it for combined mode. Like, that is it.
And
so,
combined modes even, to me.
Well, yeah.
Because I'll be honest, I was almost tempted to double dip on Devastator to get the Japanese set for with the elbows, the guns, and all that.
Yeah.
Because the Constructicons themselves are not bad individual figures. These Predacons are bad individual figures. And, you know, if I'm willing to double dip on a Devastator and 3-4 years later the Predaking comes out and it's a I'm using bad grammar here, it's a worser set that I have no, I'm not even loving getting one, and let alone getting two, but you know, some just ain't right there.
I mean, this set to me, and I did watch a review or two, just because some people were getting them so early, and I'm like, it was kind of good because I was like, well, I don't have to worry about getting this right away, because so many people got it right away, or before it was even out. That, I mean, for me, it's just really not worth it, but they kind of, and Don, you'll, since you watched a couple reviews, I'll see if you agree, they kind of almost seem like upscaled Legends figures in a way. Like, I know there's two that have a little bit more transformation, but
I can,
they
kinda
don't feel like Voyagers.
It's, and I'm not trying to put the feet. I mean, if you like this Predaking, that is awesome. I like the Predaking, but I'm just comparing the value you got for Devastator versus what you're getting for Predaking. It doesn't feel like the same toy for the same money. Maybe, you know, again, Devastator was not that so far long ago that we were in a higher cycle of economic boom than we are now. You know, I don't think there's that much economic difference to cause this kind of value shrinkage, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I believe this is actually $10 more than what Devastator was. I think they were $150. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
Trypticon definitely was.
Yeah. And that's a hell of a lot more. Having got the one from Ollie's, I wouldn't have paid $150 for it, but there's a lot more toy in Trypticon at $150 than it is these Predacons. But again, he just has to transform into two different modes. He's not actually doing the whole combination thing.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, Don, because I did want to say, and with the uncertainty of distribution and how much they're actually producing compared to what they used to produce, I don't know if they're going to make enough of these to show up at Ollie's, or if they're going to cut down production on these as well, and we'll only ever see these on like Amazon and Big Bad Toy Store and those other sites, and it never go to a discount store.
I'm thinking by this point, they would have already seen, well, Ollie's is getting Overlord, Blitzwing, and Octone, which I still don't like. The name anyway, but they're getting those apparently by the cases they've gotten Trypticon. So I think Hasbro by now would have seen the bell curve with Metroplex, Fortress Maximus, Trypticon, and the rest of their product. They're seeing the cycle on these things showing up in fairly heavy quantities for a liquidator company like Ollie's or a secondary department store like Ross and Marshalls and such. So if any figure is going to be cut back, it's going to be starting now, because they've seen how much product is going to these discount retailers, and that's probably where they don't want their product to go, from maybe like an image standpoint. I mean, it's great for moving old product, but not your $150 major Christmas toy 6 months later for $50. That's kind of not where the direction they want to go. So I think you're right, Diecast. If any figure is going to be seeing cutbacks, it's going to be probably starting with Predaking.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. The only thing I wonder in my mind is if the cutback started at wave two of Power of the Primes, because I think that would line up with the Toys R Us closing announcement. I think that would line up. And
yeah, it's just, I don't know. Well, see, but the distribution has been so bad for so long, it's hard to tell what's causing actual disruptions in the distribution cycle and what is just natural crap ain't getting stopped.
Well, I can tell you this, or my feeling on the Overlord and the Blitzwing and Nocturne showing up at Ollie's, I think that was a problem of they knew it was good product, they made enough of it, but it didn't get distributed properly. And that's why that stuff ended up at Ollie's, because Overlord's an awesome figure. So, and it never really hit stores like some of the other stuff.
Yeah, I saw maybe a half dozen Overlords, including, you know, and that's not counting what Molly's has nothing locally yet. But I saw maybe a half dozen tops. And that was it.
So, and now, if you're listening to this, this week till 6/24 till I believe what's Saturday. Saturday's date is 6/30.
Yep.
Yeah. Ollie's is having a 15% off everything in their store. So you can pick up Overlord for $20 plus an additional 15% off. And the Voyagers are $12.99 plus an additional 15% off, which makes them close to what, like $10, $10.50.
Yeah,
it's if you don't have those figures, I mean, all three of those figures are great figures. Octone is probably the weakest out of the group, but still not a bad figure.
And compare it to the 60 for the Japanese version, and all you get is the Titan Master Ghost Starscream. Is that worth an extra $50? I don't think so.
No, I agree.
Ghost Starscream. Relatively speaking, I have the Ghost Starscream, and he's actually called Octane in the Takara Tomy series, and he has better paint, no stickers. So I actually went and picked up or ordered the LG Blitzwing too, just because I feel like those two were a pair, and I want to have a nice version of Blitzwing,
But as far as Predaking goes, I think it's a nice figure. I think a lot of people are going to want this figure. I just don't know what's going to happen. Like you said, is it going to start dropping on? Is it going to be like the rest of the sets on Amazon? Like a lot of these sets do the bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. They go down, they go back up, they go down, they go back up. Is this going to happen to that? Or is WYSIWYG, what we see is what we got? And we'll just have to keep our eye on this and see.
Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna probably watch the price on Amazon and see what happens.
Yep.
And then next up on the list, we have Transformers Masterpiece MP36 Plus, the Megatron G1 toy version. And this is right in at, what, $229? Ooh, $249.
And I'm going to go ahead and jump the gun because if I'm not mistaken, I'm glad you liked that one. Megatron and Shockwave, they both were announced at the same time. And I have to say, if my theory that Takara is using these repaints as both money generators for future molds that don't have the repaint potentials, like your Mirages, your Jazzes, which, I mean, they've all got some, but not as much as, say, a Dotson Brother. These right here are some of the most expensive repaints.
Ooh.
Yeah. I can't see, again, this is me, having a darker toy accurate Shockwave for $200+ when the original Shockwave is fine, and you can get it some places for $120 now.
Yeah.
And I just can't see the collector's market that we're a part of jumping at the chance to get these repaints at those prices. It just makes no sense unless they just need more development time for some other figures, but they don't want to lose momentum on keeping the Masterpiece name out there. But, you know, I'll be honest, I didn't buy Masterpiece Megatron. I did get the Infinite Transformations KO.
Right.
That actually has improvements. I would like to get the Megatron, but if I got a better Megatron for around $110, that includes the English voice chip in the canon with Frank Welker dialogue. I mean, I'm sorry. I think it's a great looking Megatron, and it's definitely worth it to me versus spending $230 for the original and then $240 for this reissue. It's just the value is not there for at these prices.
Yeah. This worries me because these repaints could potentially kill a line, especially at these prices. And I don't know, when I was a kid and I had like G1 Megatron, I looked at it and I'm like, God, I wish it looked more like the show. And that's the way I was. So now when I'm getting these, you know, masterpieces and they look like the show, I'm happy with that. I don't want one that looks like the toy. And I know some people may, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I just, for me and the way I feel about these toys, I want them to look like the show. I always wanted them to look like the show ever since I was a little kid. And you know, that was the problem in the 80s. A lot of the toys did not look like what you got on screen. Like Ironhide was like, what? Huh?
Yeah.
How does this happen? So, and of course, Megatron wasn't that bad, but I mean, it wasn't that good either.
Either, yeah. When I first heard about these, I was like, okay, it's a Takara repaint, I understand. Then we got pictures. I don't know if this is in the show notes. I may be jumping the gun a little bit. Okay, it's not on here, but I'm going to bring it up then. The new MP Optimus that we've talked about on RFC. If Megatron's repaint is $240 and Shockwave's repaint is $210 to $220,
yeah,
for toy colors, imagine what this new Optimus is going to be in just an Ultra Magnus repaint or a Black Convoy repaint or a Eva Convoy repaint or a Toon Accurate repaint or a Cell Shaded repaint. This is a brand new Prime, which means all of those repaints are back on the table. But how much is that going to cost for each repaint with what this base Optimus is probably going to cost? Like you said, this is a line killer. I'm not paying for Dinobot right now. I want Dinobot. I love the way Dinobot looks, but I cannot Dynanomics Dinobot down enough to make me not have, like, I spent XYZ on this immediately great looking figure that's about, oh, I'm on a video, that's right. It's about yay tall, and you can imagine how big yay is. So, you know, that's just, if they keep climbing north of this $200 to $250 price point, which MP Megatron well could be hovering around that, you know, as we've talked before, he's less engineering magic than Dinobot, but he does have a greater size. So I'm worried, guys. I am really worried about where this is going.
I agree. At these prices, $250 is like, that's a hard purchase. Would I do it for Prime? Probably, but
it would probably depend on the Prime, though. You know, if you got, say, like, you know, a cel-shaded, an actual Takara cel-shaded version, or of a Toon Accurate version, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
I mean, what about you, Jason? Because, you know, you're relatively newer to masterpieces, I would say, right?
Oh, no, that's a very good way to describe it. We all acknowledge this, but there is a market for this. I think our problem is just the fact that it's probably a very small market is what we're thinking. Because I know there are people who did want a darker Shockwave. Not many, I heard, but at least one or two. So people will buy it. But, interest in this? Not really, because there were some Transformers that just didn't look like what we were getting on screen, and Megatron was certainly one of them. And price-wise, when we're looking at, $250 for this stuff, I can't do that. I couldn't get regular Masterpiece Megatron, which I thought looked amazing at that price. I've been considering the knockoff, the same one Don got, and it kills me to say that, but...
I want to get the actual Masterpiece ones.
Sure.
But it's just with the QC, it's like the Seekers. We've all seen the problem Melgar's had with his Seekers. The floppy hips, the loose ratchets, the overall poor QC... And both Diecast and I got different companies, but we got third-party companies that have made improvements on the figures. If we can get better figures cheaper, I know there's a fine line that we've all talked about before. But Takara can't keep pushing these prices up for such a niche market on these repaints. It worries me. It really does.
Yeah.
And I think the bigger thing is, like you said, Don, if they're doing $250 on this Megatron toy color one, you know, what's Prime going to be? What's Prime 3.0 going to be? We already know Dinobots up this way. We're assuming the Megatron's going to be up to $250. But, you know, a couple of these releases in a year, like Megatron, I was okay with because I was like, oh, he's Megatron. Of course, he's going to be a little bit more. But maybe that'll be the big masterpiece or the expensive masterpiece for the year. So I could back then I justified Megatron that way.
Yeah.
But now you're running into, man, if every release is going to be $250, that's tough.
I mean, here's the thing. It's our version of Hot Toys. That's what we're looking at is the high end. Admittedly, highly engineered, great looking, overall well done, high end collector stuff. The days of $65 Autobot cars are gone.
Yeah,
I was getting the Dotson brothers from Hobbyland Japan, you've also got the yen rated 48 to 55 with 13 to 15 EMS shipping before the EMS shipping increased so much out of Japan. I was getting Masterpiece cars at $70 shipped. That was $10 to $20 cheaper than anywhere else in the U.S. at the time. It's like Sunstreaker. I was not paying $120 for Sunstreaker when I had SunSurge, but we've talked about that before as far as personal preference. But if every, like you said, Diecast, if every couple of releases is hitting this $250 to $300 price point and we don't have any break, if we don't have a cheaper Autobot car, like, say, they do a Skids in between, say, Megatron and Prime for about $90. That would give people a chance to drop down, recover, and have them time for the next one. But if it's boom, 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 $250, $250, $250, we're collecting Hot Toys. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't be in that market.
No, my Dynamics has wonderful potential, but it's not magic.
Darn.
And then next up on the list, something else I'll say right up front, I'm not getting Transformers Classic Scale Optimus Prime statue.
And yes.
I'm gonna let you talk about this for a little bit, Don, because I know you love this.
Yes, I love this, and I'm not that big a fan. I know this isn't cel-shaded, but, you know, it does kind of, in my head, it kind of skirts it. But the reason I love this so much is because, you know, if you watched the Transformers cartoon and you watched it in credits, it starts, you know, you've got Optimus Prime coming towards you, towards the screen, and he transforms into mid-run. And this looks like they took the pose just from the animation, and he's stepping out of the screen like it's a continuation of that scene from the cartoon, and he looks phenomenal. I mean, I have not seen a statue like this, except maybe the Unicron limp. But again, that's a whole different story.
Yeah,
that was just this visually impressive.
Well, this is cel shaded.
Yeah, well, it's cel shaded, but it's not the. See, to me, cel shaded. Some of this stuff looks splotchy, like it's like camo, in a way.
I guess,
some of the cel shaded stuff looks like they're wearing camo in those colors, whereas this is a lot more of a uniform, overall cohesive look. It's not a splotch here and a splotch there, and it's like a magic eye picture. But my eye keeps getting drawn to all the individual pieces, not the cohesive whole. Whereas this one is just basically, it's just like a cell wash where everything flows from one to the other. And you don't have that visual breakup that I pick up anyway.
Oh, that's a good way to describe it. Yeah.
It's just a great in motion character, character piece for Prime. And I like that you do get the axe, which is nice. So there's a little bit of, I guess he's not really a staction. So there's not that much movement, just swapping out the parts. But I guess I really like it because it's just so simple and clean. The base has a little bit of stuff on it, but it's not like, you know, a crushed Megatron head or something like that. You know what they did, you know, with the other statues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just a great looking statue. And I think it'll look great behind the couple of hard hero stuff that I've got.
But Don, I have bad news for you. You're going to have to wait a little bit of time because this is the second quarter of 2019.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's a little bit of a wait.
Right.
But it's $90 less than a masterpiece right now.
Yeah.
So.
And I've already got mine on pre-order. So, you know, it's I don't mind waiting.
It's also a lot less than most statues we see, too, for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll put it like this. I've waited longer for an issue of Battle Chasers. So trust me, it's no problem. What do y'all think?
I'm kind of considering it. I like the look. I just know if I pre-order it now, by the time next year rolls around, I might have dumped it for something else. But I really do like the look of it, and it almost looks like it's like a two-dimensional cutout just looking at the pictures like this, but you know that it's actually going to be a full statue, which is really cool. It's great. Just don't know if I'd throw 160 at it or not, but I like it.
Not bad. It's definitely one of the better statues I've seen. I'm just not really a statue person. So
there is that too. I have yet to buy a statue.
But we also have Make Toys MRTM09 Downbeat. And I guess they figured, let's just re-release this because, you know, Takara still hasn't announced their Masterpiece Jazz. So this is one of the better Jazzes out there. And this looks like a straight re-release, which is a shame because one of the things that doesn't make this feel like a masterpiece to me is that gray plastic that they're using for the shins and the feet. If they would have had that painted, I think this thing would be top notch.
Well, I mean, you know, I have the figure too, and I cannot see Takara unless they change those slight color differences on their version. I cannot see a better Jazz coming out visually for a masterpiece shelf. But that is the one drawback I've heard most people say is that flat gunmetal gray instead of it being a chrome. But, and I was kind of hoping when I first saw this that that would be a tweak they had done.
Yes.
Which I was really hoping that, or maybe, you know, maybe one of their other releases would have included some chrome parts you could have swapped out like some people do, you know, like they did for the Dinobots. That you got like a chest plate for this or, you know, things like that. But it's a great Jazz. It's just downside. It's the downside. It's the only downside basically is that. But I still think it's a great Jazz, and it's the Jazz in my collection until if something comes along better, which I don't expect.
it is a great, you're right, Don. It's a great jazz. I have it, you know, I'm happy with it. Those two little nitpicks would make the figure so much better if they could just match the gray on the thighs to the plastic pieces that are unpainted. If they could just paint those with that same gray, I would buy it again. at $99, it's, you know, that's right around the going price for a really nice masterpiece car. I mean, the 120 was Sunstreaker from Takara, so I think this is right in line. It's not, it's weird when we're getting to the days where we can say third party is not expensive. I mean, it still is, but when you're comparing it to the official stuff, it's really like same class.
Go ahead, Don.
No, you go ahead, Jason.
I was just gonna say, speaking as one person on the show who doesn't have this, I have been kicking myself for not having it because I've heard nothing but great things about it. Diecast, remember I got a hold of you the other day when eBay was having their 15% off sale? And I said, yes. If only there was a third party figure I hadn't got. Well, before I said that, I did look him up on the secondary market. Yeah, you want to go for this re-release if you want down.
Really?
$350 to $400, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, see, I figured the bounce back remold with a slight remold retweak Ricochet version would have cut back a little bit on the Jazz secondary market, but apparently not, because because I got bounce back because I really wanted a Ricochet to go with my Takara Art Fire, and they look really nice together. But yeah, this I really can't say anything bad about the Jazz other than the coloring issues, and maybe the way the feet, the wheel wells on the feet, the way the everything kind of accordions together. That's a little picky to get done, but
yeah.
But but have y'all noticed there's a lot of reissues coming out now? I mean, there's just a lot of reissues. So I guess they're seeing that all these expensive Takara masterpieces are coming out, and they're putting their less expensive stuff out for people to have as options.
Could be.
Yeah. And they probably saw that secondary market too, which I was unaware of. So thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So yeah, I 100% Jason, I would get this.
Yeah. He's going to be pre-ordered. He will.
And if something happens and they actually did fix the issue with the paint on the feet and the shins, let me know because I'm buying another one.
Oh yeah, I'll send you a picture.
Yeah. And if you follow Jason on Twitter, I'm sure he'll put it on Twitter. What's your Twitter?
Jason S. Kirk.
At Jason S. Kirk.
Yes.
Yes. Well, everyone knows, should know when you're on Twitter, it's always an at sign. And hashtags are pound signs.
That too.
So next we have some Power of the Prime Wave 3 stuff, which I'm really happy to see. Hopefully these come out. But I do know on Hasbro Toy Shop, they do have the Legends Wave 3 actually available right now, which is Outback and Cindersaur.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which is your brown and slash repaints, respectively.
Right.
Yep. But you also have, for leaders, you have, what are they calling the Optimus Prime or Primal Prime? What are they calling him?
Optimal Optimus.
Thank you, Don. And a re-release of Rodimus, who he was Wave 1?
Yes.
So he's getting re-released. And then for Voyagers, you have Inferno, which everyone seems to have except me at this point.
Yep.
And you also have Grimlock, who's getting re-released. And then you have for the Prime Masters, you have, I'm going to have to click on the link to get all their names because I always forget. It's like Alchemist Prime. Where is it even listed?
Alpha Trion Prime. And Alchemist Prime.
No. I'm sorry. Quintus Prime, Megatronus and Solus Prime. Those
I had
are
Wave
the
2,
three.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. I already have those. I reviewed those on my channel, tfradio.net/reviews. You can go on and check those out. I really like these Prime Masters with their Pretender shells. I think it's great. I wish they were doing more than 12. Or actually, we're only getting 12 Prime Masters, but I don't think we're getting 12 decoys.
No, because the one with Predaking doesn't come with a decoy. The one that comes with Blastoff, whenever he comes out, will not come with a decoy. So, yeah, we're not getting right. all decoys for him.
So it's a shame. I really hope that I get two more decoys for them. But that's probably not going to happen.
Well, since the SDCC exclusives have not been announced, I would be willing to see the last two Pretender shells that go with the last two Prime Masters will be part of the SDCC set.
That should be any time. And my prediction, and I'm sure a lot of people have this prediction, and Don, you might be able to help me out with the reviews you've seen for Predaking. Did anyone open up his hand and see if he has a spot to hold a sword? Because I would almost guarantee that SDCC is going to be Predaking with a sword.
It's like Imgo hasn't gotten to the limb. I've been watching it like Jason has. Yeah. He hasn't gotten to the arms yet. So, or at least not. Well, he put Rampage in arm mode, but I didn't see inside the fist. And the other reviewer I watch, Japanese language, Wotafu on YouTube, I haven't watched his yet. And he's very thorough about stuff like that. I'm not sure what else they could add unless they do like the gold version, like, you know, they change the yellow to gold and maybe they change, you know, they change the colorations on that, add a sword, you know, maybe. But I just hope they don't do two more female Autobots with combiner ability, because that will, or at least that would be our rest of our Elite of One team. And that would be kind of hard pressed to get that to have my Elite of One combiner.
Yeah, so that's a possibility.
Yeah. Now, one thing we should mention is that I know Big Bad Toy Store is doing it. I believe TF Source is doing it as well. For the deluxe class figures, they're doing it so you can get the three Terracons together and you don't have to get Jazz as the fourth figure in a pack. So they're actually doing three of them together and saving a little bit of money, which is awesome. That they kind of recognize the fact that, you know, a lot of people already have Jazz or don't want Jazz for reasons. So that's nice of them to do. And it's also not lost on me the fact that I can pre-order Wave 3 before I've even, like, hinted at getting Wave 2. But at least I'm able to do that. I also just real quick brought up Emgo's thing real quick. I do not see anywhere in the hand that looks like there is a place for the sword. It's not a great look, so it could still be there, but it's no one's really focused on it yet.
Well, now, also, you could also have his sword with handles that go over the fists.
Oh, yeah.
Like, goes over the thumb and goes over the fist. So if like, there's a piece on the bottom that is, like, an M turned upside down, it could fit on top of the top of the fingers, and it would still be relatively hid from view because it's the same color of plastic as the hands. So, you know, they could still make a kind of what they did for Godfire Convoy when they changed the sword from Grand Maximus to the sword for Godfire Convoy. They just made a new hilt instead of the so that way, instead of having the square of Grand Maximus, you've got the long staff portion of the hilt for Godfire Convoy. So they can make an adapter piece with no problem.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I can't see them doing anything else. Like, I know they didn't do anything with Trypticon for SDCC, but what were they gonna do with him? And just knowing that Predaking doesn't have a sword, and I think that's like the obvious as to something we'll get at SDCC.
My luck, the SDCC version will be a 7-Eleven style Optima, our U.S. version of the 7-Eleven Magnus.
Oh my
You're
God.
You're like, great, two of those I won't be able to get.
And also real quick on BBTS, because they have the three pack of the why can't I remember deluxes of the deluxe. Thank you. Yeah. They also have Ripper Snapper in stock. He is currently $10 on their summer sale. I'm assuming that would last when this comes out. If it doesn't, I am sorry, because we're recording this on Sunday, like Diecast said. So for a good price, you can get all four of the deluxes for Abominus. If you have hunger, you're all set. If you don't have hunger, I can't help you there, but he's still on there as well. But that's a good way to make sure you get an Abominus out of this when, and I can't help you with the Dinobots. If you haven't gotten Wave 2 Dinobots, you might be out of luck unless Hasbro delivers on re-releasing Wave.
Yeah, so, there's, and again, to everybody, help your fellow collectors out, because you never know when this stuff's going to turn up at some, heck, we've talked about this before. I found the Trax Wave of Generations at Kohl's, of all places, 2 weeks before they even showed up at a Walmart. And, so you never know what's going to show up where. So everyone, just help everyone out as best you can.
And then, the other thing is, when you really need to help people out, if we don't get these and Hasbro does what they say they're going to do and produce more of Wave 2, there's a good chance that retailers are not going to order Wave 2 when they're already ordering Wave 3 or Wave 4, the wave that does have for the deluxes. So a lot of times when they do these and they say they're going to produce more of them, they end up going to discount stores. So we may have to wait a little bit and we may have to pick these up at discount stores. And then you really need to help your fellow collectors out, because not everyone has a discount store close to them to be able to get those. And then finally on the list, we have Fans Hobby Master Builder MB06A Black Power Baser. And Jason and I both have Power Baser.
Yep.
Excellent. Excellent figure.
$209.99,
and it's going to be released in August.
Yeah. And now Don's going to tell you about how much he hates the backpack.
Yeah, that's normally a backpack doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. But something about Power Basers, his feet just it reminds me of Primal from the Power of the Primes of Optimal Optimus. It's just a big slab of plastic on the back. And it just really just kind of puts me off that figure. But I love the way Power Baser looks. And of course, getting a black one is like, oh, no, really? You're kidding. But, I mean, it looks great. It's just, I think I would have rather have seen maybe some kind of different color. I'm not sure what else they could have done. Maybe like a more Marvel Comics colored, something. Just something a little different than just another black Prime. But, are y'all either one of y'all getting this one?
I'm not, just because I'm not into the whole black repaint thing. I mean, every once in a while I might get a black repaint, but this was it's a big figure, but it was an expensive figure, and I just don't want to double dip on it. I can say the backpack does not seem as intrusive on the black version as it did on Prime. It just kind of blends in a little bit better on the black version. So if the backpack did bother you, maybe on this one it won't bother you as much. But I'm not gonna pick this up.
Now I will be honest. If anybody from Fans Hobby watches this or anything, if they did that in like a clear or a translucent, I don't know, he could be like from Master Force when he's using the Matrix against Devil Z or something, whatever the case may be, or his choking power. But a clear, the clear, because everyone knows I love the clear plastic figures. So if they did something like that, that would be a really unique look. That's the way to get me to buy Power Baser, is do something really off the wall, something. Maybe do a Fire Guts version of people who can't afford a real Fire Guts convoy at the prices they go for.
Now, also, if anyone from Fans Hobby listens to this show, get a hold of me on Twitter, because I love you guys. I want to talk to you guys about everything. I will tell everyone how great you are. Get a hold of me. It's beautiful. I love it. I can't do another $200 on an Optimus Prime. I don't regret the first one for sure. It's totally worth every dollar as far as I'm concerned. DX9's Dutch, I'm getting the Plissken version of that, the black Nemesis Prime of that, just to be different. I like my Nemesis Primes, but God, I love those red windows, but I just can't pull the trigger on another $210 figure. Plus, Overlord's coming, so.
Yeah. Well, Jason, let me ask you this. You have the Make Toys Power Master Prime.
Yep.
That came with the Divine Suit, which was a non-robot mode God Bomber armor.
Right.
Now, the main difference between these things is scale, is what you're looking at for most part, right? So, as far as quality, the Make Toys version is very good quality, but it's more of a scale issue than it is a quality or a design issue, right?
Absolutely. It's if anything, it's scale. That's it. Now, to be fair, since you did bring up Gajinrai, they are working on bits to make Power Baser Gajinrai as well. So that's another reason I won't go for the other color, because I'm going to be sinking more money in this figure. So Fans Hobby, you got me.
I'm happy to do it.
Well, now, is that going to be a separate God Bomber for the previous release? Okay, so it's not going to be another set like an Apex Armor set where it's included, where you have to buy the Prime again.
No, I don't believe so. If I remember correctly, they put a picture on Twitter. Now, it wasn't very clear. It was meant to be kind of obscured, but they definitely had a mock-up of a God Bomber. So I would assume it is going to be transforming and all that. You might as well. I mean, you're doing these figures, so. And I am also getting the God Bomber for Make Toys, because I don't care if I already have the Divine Armor. Right? I that looks like an awesome God Bomber, and it's Make Toys in the Cross Dimension series, which I love.
And did you ever think we would have this much Power Master Prime to choose from?
Nope.
I mean, really, I mean, regular Optimus, yeah, because it's Optimus. But this is Power Master Prime.
Master Prime is awesome.
I know he is, but I'm just saying, of all the Primes out there, did you ever think we would have this much of a selection of choice between molds, variations, different companies? It's just...
I used to hate Power Master Prime because it was the only Optimus Prime I had back in the day. And when I was young, I wanted Optimus Prime, not this Power Master Prime stupid thing, but now I love Power Master Prime, so it's crazy.
Yeah, I just really wish they would do a Fire Guts. People like Chris who won a Fire Guts Optimus, but the original one, I have it. It's nice, but it's not worth $600.
Well, for $200, if they do it.
But speaking of things that are awesome, if you go to tfradio.net/shirts. You can get some really awesome Transformers shirts and RFC shirts for a relatively decent price. $3 upgrade, you can get a little bit softer of a shirt. That's what I went with. I went with the soft shirts. I don't know if anyone went with the regular, how they turned out. But I love a soft shirt, so it's definitely worth the extra $3. And there's like 9 designs up there, so everyone can find a design that they like, hopefully. And if we sell enough shirts, we will even be able to add more designs on the site for you to choose from. So go buy one now, because I think what Brian was talking about, we're even going to retire some of the shirts when we put some more shirts onto the site. That's tfradio.net/shirts.
Just shirt. And you can, S.
No S. tfradio.net/shirt. Thank you.
Yep.
And then you can also check out my reviews. I did review the Power Baser. If you want to check out that review on tfradio.net/reviews. And I believe that is with an S.
Yes, that is with an S.
tfradio.net/reviews. And Don, how can they see your show?
My show will be returning a week from this coming up Wednesday. It's a Don deal. It will be it's taking the place of the post show on our weekly Radio Free Cybertron that you can see at tfradio.net/live. It'll be roughly about 9:30-ish, after the main show, give or take. And I can be found on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR. So be thinking of your questions, anything you want to ask me, any Dynonomics advice, and or things that I'll buy or sell, you know, as far as do I buy into it or would I sell it off because I don't believe in it, you know. And also, you know, you can call us at 1-8 – God, I forgot the number. I forgot the number.
It is to call into the show, it's 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268.
Thank you very much. I went completely blank on that for a second.
No problem.
And Jason, where can we reach you?
I just this week made it very easy. If you want to see any, if you want to listen to any of the podcasts I'm on, if you want to see any of my social media, just go to jasonskirk.com. It is all there. One stop shop for all things me. Why you'd want that? You probably don't, but it's there if you want it.
And then also, please support the show by using tfradio.net/Amazon. You can do all your normal Amazon purchasing there, and it costs you nothing extra, but Amazon will send a couple pennies back to us to help keep the lights on. Thank you guys for watching. That's where our money went this week. We'll see you next time.
Take care, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
This has been There Goes My Money.